Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
COVID-19, it's on our lips. Just about every other topic is all because of COVID-19. And you've seen how it's forced individuals to rethink their approach to financial securities.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, it reminds me of the numbers on CPF this week and how more and more people are putting money into their CPF, more on last year. According to a report released by Standard & Poor's and the World Bank, only a quarter of Southeast Asians are actually financially literate. And they say it's a situation that carries significant costs.
So with the current situation that we're in right now, our next guest got inspired and in July decided to build Planner B. The idea was to solve a challenge that she herself is facing as a financial advisor.
So what does Planner B do? It allows individuals to track their expenses and figure out if their investments and savings are in line with their goals, with their smart goal tracking capabilities.
The best part is it's created keeping simplicity and ease of use in mind. You can simply download the app on an iOS platform, sync your bank accounts and insurers, after which the platform securely encrypts the data on the cloud and Amazon data centers.
So how has COVID-19 changed one's finance plans, and how can Planner B actually help you then transition to a different finance plan?
Let's find out from Cherry Wang, who is founder and CEO of Planner B. Cherry, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
So you yourself, I mean, before all of this, a bit of your background, 11 years as a financial planner, and you did pretty well as well. I mean, you ranked in the top 5% of financial advisors globally in the last 10 years, but you decided that this app needed to be created. I mean, what was that point where you went, I got to do this?
Yeah. While I was working with my clients, I realized nobody really knows where their money is. And people don't even know what insurance policies they're really paying for. Most of us really hate the process of doing this, and I really can understand why it's so cumbersome and boring. But at the end of the day, I think people just really want to know how they can achieve their goals. Mm. So after working on the financial puzzles with hundreds of clients, I know there's a gap in the market to just optimize this process, and there are just no tools around to do it.
Do you have a target audience? Did you find that this was a prevalent issue with a certain demographic, or is it universal?
It is a problem that's universal, but what we found is that for millennials and Gen Z, they have a high tendency to purchase products online, so financial products as well. So it's probably because they're surgically attached to their phones. So we actually built the product focused for them.
And was the app created specifically for the Singapore market? What did you have in mind?
Yes, definitely. We do see that there are some similar products in the US, but there are nothing for Asia. So we built it specifically for Singapore, but we have plans to expand to other parts of Asia. Malaysia is actually our next market.
Okay, so this is to help people know where their money is. Then for you, right, and this app, where does the money go? How do you make money from Planner B?
We are actually not revenue generating at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, and we don't charge for the app, but eventually we will launch a neutral marketplace where people buy financial products through us and we'll charge a referral fee to the vendor.
Oh, okay. So there's like a pronged approach to slowly get to money making. Is there a timeline? Like how many years are you hoping to achieve this?
We hope to do this by next year because at the moment, people look at the app and they're like, I have a gap, I have a problem, I can see it, but what do I do next?
Fantastic.
Mm. Yeah. And just by extension then, if you create this ecosystem, right, where you have people getting their sort of financial advisory through the app, I guess that down the line that something else you'll be able to monetize is what you're going to learn about people, the amount of data that you'll get from that, right?
That's right, yes. And we wish to use the data for them. So with the data that we collect, we want to encourage the use of data to provide a better recommendation.
Speaking of working with people, right, it's so important, or getting to know people, working with people is equally important. With regard to this venture, I mean, I know you have a working partner. Did you consider doing it on your own? I mean, what's that process like making sure that you've got the right business partner to work with?
Yes, it is actually the hardest thing that, you know, in this whole thing, finding the right hire was the toughest. It still is, actually, and a startup environment is not for everyone. And we found that maybe it's exciting and fun, but the long hours is really overwhelming. So some people really just give up halfway before they can see the light. at the end of the tunnel.
Well, look, you didn't give up, did you? I mean, we've just been talking about a human partner. You also have business partners. Let's talk about the Canadian fintech company Salt Edge. This is a partnership where they sync the data of users seamlessly with numerous banks. And that's how you create part of that ecosystem, right? Tell us about that particular partnership.
That's right. It's actually a really small space for this service, and there are not many players in Asia. So Salt Edge is a huge global player, and we had to go with them. But since then, recently, we had another viable partner that's contacted us as they expand to Asia. So we're really happy to have more choices.
We're on the line this morning with Sherry Wang, who is founder and CEO of Planner B. Sherry, let's get to it. COVID-19, it's obviously changed everyone's financial approach. For you, what stands out the most? What are you seeing?
I think for years I've been seeing how important it is to have an emergency fund. And people are realizing now how important it is to have one and have a bigger one, especially when employment rates have increased and unemployment rates have increased and many people have their salaries cut. I think it's a huge underestimate how much money they should have set aside before this. Mm-hmm. But on the optimistic front, more people are actually looking at this opportunity to invest, which I think is great. It's in general, Singaporeans don't focus on investments enough.
I'm actually really curious about that because I would have thought that they would. So what is the catalyst here? It's not just a pandemic, is it? It's the fact that people are challenged. It's the fact that people are really worried about the future, isn't it?
Yeah, but more often or not, the word actually is FOMO, especially with the tech stocks where they're so hot right now.
Oh, right.
People are jumping on, but I'm really wary because they are Singaporeans could be just reading the news, jumping on a bandwagon without really understanding the industry and where it's gone already.
Yeah, it's a lot of excitement and whatnot. But, you know, at the same time, there are those on the other end of the spectrum that are not doing so well, times are bad, and they've decided to take up a loan. Well, it's never a good idea to live on credit, but sometimes you have no choice. For you, that can be managed. What advice would you give, especially in these troubled times that we're in?
Yes, yeah, it's a great question. A loan is actually not necessarily a bad thing if they're not over-leveraged. And if you are listening and you're on a credit card overdraft, please go get a short-term personal loan or refinance your mortgage so you could pay a much lower interest rate. Because credit card overdraft rates are really silly and totally unnecessary. Because within the bank, you can get the same credit at a much lower cost.
Yeah. And you make a fabulous point there because you're pointing out that obviously interest rates have dropped to levels we've not seen in a long time. And the whole idea is that people can take advantage of that and put themselves in a healthier position. What other finance tips or hacks can you share that people should be mindful of at this time?
Okay, so this will sound like I'm being a nag again, but really you have to cut back on expenses. Because you can't control your income as much as you can control your expenses. So just fix the one that's within reach first.
Yeah, that makes total sense. But what I'm trying to understand is, like, if you have something like Planner B, an app, in your pocket, quite literally on a phone, how does Planner B help you make that connection? So, for example, my assumption was, you know, I might learn more about investment. I might know where my investments are, but am I going to get tips about my spending patterns? Am I going to get tips about what to do with my credit card balance?
Yes, you will understand a little bit more about how your cash flow is like. For example, if you're wondering why you can't save money, you could figure out very easily because we categorize your expenses automatically. As well as understanding what your insurance policies really do for you before you actually need it. So when that happens, you'll be better at making the next decision on how you could possibly reach goals that you really want to, and we'll guide you along the way and figure out what tools that can help you get to that.
Last question for you, Sherry, and this is for my inner feminist. How do you feel? I believe in girl power. How do you feel about being a woman in fintech? And what is your personal hope for the future of women in fintech?
That's a great question.
Yeah, it's really great. I think because of my background and perhaps my family has a great way of bringing me up, I've never felt how difficult it was for women to be involved in tech or finance.
We've been speaking with Cherry Wang, who is founder and CEO of Planet B. Cherry, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank
Take care
so
and stay
much,
safe.
Everyone.
Yeah. All right.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.